Right now, most churches are planning their budgets for 2009. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the sponsors page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today. I know what it's like. Once a person starts blogging, it becomes a bit of a fever, an obsession. You feel the need to do it. We benefit so much here at Issues Etc. from the blogosphere out there. People who are either talking about things that we discuss here on Issues Etc. They're embedding our audio. They're making reference to interviews that we've had. We benefit tremendously from people out there who are blogging about various subjects, and as often as they're kind enough to mention us. And so we like to kind of pay them back every week by picking one post from a blog piece, Jeff and I, and making it the Issues Etc. blog of the week, and then putting a link to it at our website, issuesetc.org, for you, so you can go and read it as well. What's your pick this week, Jeff?
Mine is a preacher blog by Pastor Tom Crist. It's just titled Harrison on LCMS. It's time. It's a great paper. I recommend all our listeners to read that. Pastor Matt Harrison, Executive Director of LCMS World Relief and Human Care, has come out with titled It's Time. And Pastor Crist simply links to it. Reverend Matt Harrison, whose name is being mentioned by many as a candidate for LCMS President 2010, has written a paper which describes what is ailing our synod, but also suggests a plan of how to fix it. So blog of the week, Harrison on LCMS's Time. The blog is titled Preacher Blog by Pastor Tom Crist.
And we will put a link to that particular post at our website, issuesetc.org. My pick here in a minute. If you want to know how you could get your blog considered for Issues Etc. blog of the week, all you've got to do is go to our website, issuesetc.org. When you're there, click what, Jeff? I always forget. Promote? Sponsor?
Promote.
Click promote. Someday I'll learn. Click promote and you'll find the Issues Etc. widget. It's just a little picture that by following the instructions there at the website, you can put on your blog. And when you put the Issues Etc. widget on your blog, it's a way that people can visit our website from your blog. Then email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Let us know you put the widget up and we'll start reading your blog every week. Mine comes from a blog called On the Wittenberg Trail. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? And the post comes from Wednesday this week, Relevant Churches. It's talking about, it's making reference to some other blogs and about a conversation that's going on there on the internet about a church called Epic up in Michigan. It's allegedly a Lutheran church, although it's very difficult to find any evidence in favor of that. If you look at the website, it's actually difficult to find the evidence that it's even a Christian church. It looks more like the YMCA. And talking about how churches are trying so hard to be relevant. I read just the last paragraph. And this is Eric, by the way, blogging it on the Wittenberg Trail. If a church wants to be relevant, there are two ways to do it. Embrace the relativism of the age, obscure the clear declaration of God's word with regard to our sinful condition, and present Jesus as our great teacher and inspiring example. Or embrace the word of God, expose the sin in the hearts of each of us, and present Jesus dead on the cross and risen again to live and reign forever. I don't care how good the coffee may be in the first type of relevant church, and that seems to be the thread running through all these churches that are trying to be relevant. They're all about offering the coffee, not the Christ. The Folgers, not the forgiveness. I don't care how good the coffee may be in the first type of relevant church, writes Eric. You will never find eternal life in any place that does not worship under the shadow of the cross. That's my blog pick of the week, On the Wittenberg Trail. And the blog post is called Relevant Churches.